You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today, Dr. Herbert Bailey continues with the fear of the Lord.
I want you to know God got a portion reserved for you. God got a portion for people who walk in the fear of the Lord. God got a portion reserved for you. If you're not a homeowner and a landowner, I want you to know God got a portion reserved for you. You don't have to be renting your whole life. There is a portion reserved for you. Y'all are hearing me here. Because this land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the Redwood Forest to the Coldstream Water, this land was made for you and me. There's a portion reserved for you. You know, I really kind of get amazed by that sometimes. Because if you're not careful, you can start thinking that there's a shortage. See, the devil wants you to think shortage mentality. There is no shortage. There especially is no shortage in the kingdom of God. God does not give birth to any children he can't provide for. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me here. God is not a deadbeat father. If you are born again, if you are a child of God, God got stuff that's reserved just for you. Hallelujah. You know, and every time, you know, you think the music ministry, the music industry is saturated. Man, can't nobody else have a platinum record, a gold record, or whatever the highest. And every day a new artist comes out. And every day somebody else being made millions. Somebody else making millions. Did y'all see about this 7-year-old millionaire? Y'all, 7 years old. Seven years old. He made $11 million last year from testing toys. Got a YouTube channel. And he just tests the toys. I don't know who's paying them, who's sponsoring them, but when they were showing this on the news, you know, they were doing this on the live Good Morning America, you know, have an audience around there, and as they were announcing it, this woman has this little boy by, and she was saying, this kid made $11 million. She looked at the boy like, what's wrong with you? Looked like she wanted to slap him. Get out there and make some millions, okay? Come on, y'all. If a 7-year-old, now somebody had to think about it, okay? Somebody had to think about, come on, but if a 7-year-old can make $11 million in 1 year over the internet, and he probably don't even know he's making it, I'm going to tell him. And I'm going to tell him, send me the tithe. Everybody say, there's no shortage. Now watch it. Now, you as a child of God, you really have to become comfortable with this idea, there's no shortage. Because as long as you start thinking there's shortage, you'll be jealous of people. As long as you start thinking that they're shorted, you'll get upset and look like somebody else is being promoted. Look like somebody else is going forward. Because you start thinking that them being blessed is going to keep you from being blessed. But this is the example the Lord gave me. Somebody else being blessed is like somebody taking a glass of water out the ocean. How many know the ocean won't miss it? You won't even be able to tell that they took it. That's how much God got to bless you. There is no shortage in the kingdom of God. I don't care how many millionaires there are, how many people get a house, how many people start a business, how many people get promoted. There's room for God to bless you. There is no lack. There is no shortage. You will be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of God's house. And if you be willing to be, you too can eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, I'm going to eat the good of the land. So, no lack. Let me give you another one. 6, increase. Everybody say increase. First, I was just talking about no lacking. Now I'm talking about increase. I'm talking about God has unlimited supply. There's another level. Here's the word, one of the words of the Lord for us for 2018. Believe me for more. I don't care how good you are now. I don't care how comfortable you are now. God said in 2018 is a year for us to stretch our faith for more. God is a God of more. He wants us to believe him for more. So at minimum, I'm praying about this last night. And even me saying this, even me saying this here, I almost don't want to say it because it sounds like I'm living in God. But I'm believing God for double in 2018. And so when I'm praying about it, I say, God, I'm believing you for a minimum of double. Glory to God. That means if our ministry been doing 5 million for all these years, next year I'm believing for 10 million. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wherever we are, I'm believing for double. Somebody say double. You know, in the early years of a ministry like ours, you know, you're thriving, you're running, you know, and it happens with every ministry. And you get to play, you know, and then they got statistics. We were part of the statistics in Your Church magazine. Around the 2000, we were like one of the fastest growing churches in the Southeast and all that. I mean, there was a time we were doubling every year. We went from 200 to 400, 400 to 800. We were doubling. And then, of course, you get to a place where you look at you. God said, listen, I'm not the God of a past. If I double then, I can double now. When you look at somebody, say, go for double, go for double. Oh, no, fix it. Go for at least double. God's a God of increase. Deuteronomy 6, verse 1. You got a right to this if you walk in the fear of the Lord. Deuteronomy 6, verse 1. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgment which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess. Remember, this is the second generation. He's telling them how to act when they go into this new land. Verse 2, that thou mightest fear the Lord your God. He said, make sure you keep walking, put me first, reverence me, live to please me, honor me, be conscious of my presence. To keep all his commandments and his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy children and thy son's sons. Look at this. You, your son, and your son's sons. God always talks in at least three generations. You, your son, and your son's sons. Okay? You, your son, and your son's son. You, your son, and at least your grandchildren. A good man leaves inheritance to his children's children. Oh, that's the man, that's the children, that's the grandchildren. God wants to bless you enough for at least three generations. You, your children, and at least your grandchildren. Come on. And if every generation is blessed, at least to bless to affect three generations, no generation would ever lack. I'm telling you how you got to think as a child of God. He said, fear the Lord, keep his commandment, so that you, your son, and your son's son, all the days long of thy life, that your days may be prolonged. That's one of the ones we'll get to at the end. Your days prolonged, that means I'll give you a long life. I'm telling you, God will lengthen your life if you live your life to please him. I'll prolong your days. Here we go, verse 3. Hear therefore, Israel, observe to do it, that it may be well with you. Do y'all want things to be well with you? Come on, that things may be well with you, that you may increase a little bit. Oh, y'all are catching it. That you may increase a little bit. God said, I want you to increase mightily. I want to increase in you to increase in a way that's going to blow your mind and blow other folks' mind and make the devil mad. That you are mightily increased. Somebody say, I will be mightily increased. That you may increase mightily as the Lord God of your father hath promised. In the land that floweth. Floweth means you don't have to make it happen. It's just coming to you. Floweth means that you not have to strategize. God just got some stuff flowing to you. Just because you please him. Just because you worship him. Just because you put him first. Stuff that other folks is running after you. Somebody said, I'm about to have a flow. And land that just floweth, that floweth with milk and honey. It's the will of God for you to increase. When you walk in the fear of the Lord, you can expect increase. Somebody say, I expect increase. And now I can tell you what can happen. What can happen, and it's not a matter of being greedy. Because, see, here's where I am. I'm at a stage in my life, I don't need anything more. I'm fine. Okay? I'm fine. You know, I do our best to give our staff yearly increases and all that. We haven't taken an increase from the church in probably over 10 years. Okay. I am fine. I'm blessed. Okay. And you can get to the place where, you know, I have no needs. You know, I live where I want, drive what I want. You know, everything's good. I'm able to do what I want to do. But God said, it's not just about that. It's that I want you to be a living testimony of my word that I can increase you more and more, you and your children. Glory to God. And can I tell you, when you really have the idea that I don't have to have it, is when God can really bless you. Because now you're not running after it. God said, let me just set you up. Hallelujah. Let me just set you up. Just because I love you. And because I want to make an example of you. And because I promise to do it. Everybody say, God's going to increase me. Go to Psalms 115. Increase is a byproduct of walking the fear of the Lord. Psalm 115 verse 11. Ye that fear the Lord. Oh, there's that fear again. Ye that fear the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And then it says, the Lord has been mindful of us. Mindful of who? Of us, people who fear the Lord. They shall be mine. And the Lord remembered them. And the Lord heard them. And the Lord hearkened unto them. Ye that fear the Lord is mindful of us. He will bless us. Can I tell you this? God can't think about you without thinking to bless you. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless the house of Bailey. He will bless the house of. You better put your house in that scripture. You got to know God is thinking of a way to bless you. God is, God, you mindful means, oh man. God is full of you on his mind. God's mind is full of good thoughts about you. Glory to God. He's mindful of us. He will bless the house of Israel, the house of Aaron, the house of Bailey, and who else's house? He will bless who? Those that fear the Lord. Small and great. Small. This lets you know that this scripture doesn't expire. Because it says no matter how little you are right now, or where you are right now, economically, your family, whatever, or how much you already have, whether you're small or great, he still wants to increase you more. And there is no limit. He will bless those that fear him, both small and great. Here we go. The Lord shall increase you what? More and more. Who? You and your children. More and more. Every time you read it, it updates. More and more. Every time you say it, it updates from the last time you said more. He wants to increase you more and more. More and more. More and more. More and more. And I always confess increase. When I pray for especially for our ministry, I say, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you're increasing us. You're increasing us with all the resources we need. Financial resources. Material resources. Human resources. I pray for myself regarding my anointing. I thank you, Lord, that every day I'm increasing in wisdom. I'm increasing in anointing. I'm increasing in power, glory God. I'm expecting more. We look at somebody and say, I'm expecting more. God doesn't want you to just become satisfied. I'm not talking about materialistic. I mean, God, that if you want to bless me to be an example to somebody else. And watch this. Years ago, my good friend, he said something to me. Well, he helped me in a couple of ways. He helped me understand the Lord want to increase me. And then he helped me understand he want to increase my children. And he had his sons with him. He did a three-day, that was our direction meeting back then. I couldn't afford to bring preachers in and fly them in every day. And so I brought them in for 3 days, one preacher. And I was at the mall with them. He wanted some of that soul food. I took him down there. Anyway, but I took him to the mall, and he had his sons with him. And they just came out some new Jordans. And he said, what? And so his son said, Dad, those are new Jordans. He said, what size are you? He said, get another pair for your brother. For your other brother too. And I ain't never seen nobody do that. I said, you just gonna buy sneakers just cause? Have you looked at the sneakers? Are there any holes in your kid's sneakers? You just gonna get your sneakers just cause you're gonna get the sneakers? Really, it blew my mind. I had never seen nobody do this before. You know, because I grew up with regard, you got what you needed. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, as soon as somebody asks them something, and you got to be careful. Because when you listen to people talk, people don't understand God's plan. They'll always talk about, you know, just get what you need. God, I want to let you know, God want to take you beyond need. Amen? And so, and I had never seen anybody do that. And we got to talking about that. And he said, you need to demonstrate to your children what a good father is. He said, isn't that how you want God to bless you? And God just blesses us because he has it. Because I have the ability to do it. See, when we receive from the Lord, we're saying, God, I recognize you have the ability to do it. Are you hearing me? It's recognizing God's power, God's might, God's ability. The Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. And then y'all, I grabbed hold to the increase me part real early. I said, yes, he will increase me, increase me, increase me. And then my wife, she was thinking about the children. I said, they'll get it when they get grown and get a job. My wife started saying, baby, it ain't right for us to be looking like this and our kids don't have. I said, they don't work for nothing. You know, and then I had to recognize he don't just want to increase me. He wants to increase me in who? In my children. I'm going to get to that probably next week. I don't have time to, because I really want to. I'm going to talk to you that when you walk in fear of the Lord, God wants you there to be generational wealth. Multi-generational wealth. I touched on it earlier where I said everybody doesn't have to start from scratch. So he wants to increase you more and more. You and your children. Increase, it means to go forward and not backwards. Go forward, not decrease or go backwards. Psalm 107:38, just about finished here. He blesses them also so that they are multiplied greatly. So earlier we saw increase you more and more. We see increase mightily. And then Psalm 107 and verse 38, he blesses them also so that they are multiplied greatly. Say that I will be multiplied greatly. Come on, me and my children. Now, I know some of y'all, when I teach like this, it's unrooting that some of those poverty spirits and those thoughts that you had. You need to understand, God wants to increase you more and more. You got to get rid of that just enough will do. When my chairman and his family were over and we were looking at this special in Dubai, and it was showing this mosque that's in Abu Dhabi. Man, this thing, if I get an opportunity, I'll show you some pictures of this thing. And a woman was explaining, we have marble and diamonds and rubies from all over the world in this place. So because God is, she said, because Allah is the God of the universe. And so we bring things from every place. This place is laid out. It is splendid. And I told my son, I said, after I went to that place, I realized there is never too much to spend on the house of God. Come on now. And we believe, we recognize the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Here's where I was going with this thing with Pastor Pope. And I was, at that time, you know, pastors are allowed to have a housing allowance. All ministers are allowed to have a, there ain't no secret, okay? It's in the tax code, okay? Pastor have a housing allowance that whatever goes to your house is tax exempt and all that kind of stuff. And so the church gave us just enough for housing. As a matter of fact, I didn't even get the money. Okay, the church has paid them on our behalf. And I was feeling so good about that thing. I think the church would give us like $10,000 cash and then taking care of the housing for the little house that we had at the time. And I was just as proud of that thing. And I said, well, I don't need it anymore. We're doing well. And Pastor Paul said to me, he said, let the church bless you the way they ought to bless you and can bless you. He said, so you can have more to give and demonstrate giving. It changed my mentality. Why? Some of you say, I don't need that. I don't need that. Can I tell you, the kingdom still needs it. Somebody else still needs it. Let God bless you enough so that you can be blessing somebody else. So you can eliminate somebody else's poverty situation. Come on now. So you can send somebody else's child to college. I mean, I admire Bill and Belinda Gates so much. Bill and Belinda Gates have started the Gates Foundation, and his whole purpose is to change the world. Catch that. To take diseases that are in the world and totally eliminate it. And of course, he's starting where there's the most need, and that is in Africa. Okay? And watch it. And he's given away millions now to people who will come up with new ideas about how to solve the world's problems. And now, his plan is to give away all of his money, you know, to have everything all his money to go to philanthropy before he dies. And somebody said, what about your children? He said, well, they're going to be enough. They'll be enough to take care of them. They'll be all right. He said, but I also want to challenge them to keep going for more. It's a whole different mindset. And so you got to realize it's the will of God for you to be blessed enough to bless somebody else. Psalm 107:38, believe blesses them so that they have multiplied greatly and suffer not their cattle to decrease. Highlight that scripture. Highlight that scripture. That God will not suffer your cattle to decrease. Oh, y'all ain't catching me here. I don't care what the economy is. My cattle will not decrease. I don't care what the tax code is. I'm not going to decrease. I don't care if Republicans are running stuff, or the Democrats are running stuff, or the socialists are running stuff. I will not decrease. God blesses them. I'll multiply greatly, and I will not decrease. I ain't talking about seasons of prosperity. I'm talking about never going backwards and always going forward. Do y'all receive that today? Say it. Say, I will not decrease. So what do? When decrease starts showing up in your life, you curse decrease. I curse this lack. I curse decrease. Now, I done crossed over right now. Watch this. When God brought his people to the promised land, he didn't bring them there temporarily so they can then go back across the Jordan. No, he wanted them to dwell in the land. Let me end with this. Jeremiah 30 and verse 19. There will be joy and songs of thanksgiving. And I will multiply my people. By the way, I'm reading from the New Living Translation here. I will multiply my people, not diminish them. I will honor them, not despise them. I will multiply my people, not diminish them. Everybody say, no fear of lack. You know. This new tax code and all the people, everybody, you know, this and that, and worry about, and they, you know, whatever tax savings, and it's not going to be permanent. It's permanent for the business. Can I really honestly tell y'all? I don't worry about that stuff. No. What I worry about? I worry about people who don't know what I know. My wife and I was talking about how people go through stuff who don't trust God. What do you do if you believe that doctor's word is the final word? The Bible says if we have hope only in this world, we are of all men most miserable. I'm so glad that I trust God. That I don't care what it looks like, the will of God is going to be done in my life. The Lord will perfect those things. I'm jumping ahead of myself because that's one of the things, one of the primary benefits of walking in fear of the Lord. Just confidence. I'm not even talking about confidence in prayer. I'm just talking about confidence in life. Glory to God. When you walk in fear of the Lord, I got confidence in life. Confidence in life, I walk around saying, I'm going to be all right. Well, aren't you working? I'm going to be all right. It'll be there when I get there. Watch this. I don't worry and stress myself out about things that are beyond my control. I do what I can do. I try to walk in the wisdom of God. I try to make good decisions and everything else. I trust God. One time I was saying this here. I'm telling you how the devil was trying to work. I said, Lord, I'm so glad. I'm so glad I raised my children now, Lord. And I started thinking. I said, I done raised my children, got them through school. Glory to God. I'm so glad I ain't raising no children today. Lord Jesus said, because for the children, people got to raise children today. Then I thought, no, I got grandchildren. They've been raised today. Okay. So I said, in other words, thinking, I'm in peace, my children in peace, my grandchildren in peace. I don't care how bad society gets. I don't care how bad the music gets. The belly's going to be all right. Glory to God. We trust God. We fear the Lord. He's going to take care of us. Come on now. That's the kind of confidence you got to have. Because you let people get you in fear about the future. Everybody going to hell. No, everybody ain't going to hell. As for me and my house, come on, stand with me today. We're going to serve the Lord.
When we have reverential fear of God, we'll do right because it's right. We shouldn't fear God because of punishment, but because we love Him and want to abide by His principles. Dr. Herbert Bailey calls us back to a place of respect and fear of the Lord. Order this powerful message today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for The Fear of the Lord.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.